かしらね。
That was Professor Longhair with his classic Tipitina. So if you were in New Orleans tonight celebrating Jazz Fest, or if you're listening from New Orleans, it totally could be, you could go to Tipitina's afterwards, of course named after that song, and see Tab Benoit and Dustin Dale Gaspard tonight. And tomorrow, Shorty Fest with Trombone Shorty and his band, along with Seema Funk, Tank Ball, which is, of course, from Tank and the Bangas, and Big Freedia. That's a great show, as well as JoJo Herman from the keyboards from Widespread Panic and Jelly Joseph tomorrow night at Tipitina's after Jazz Fest. But I'm sure there's more than enough to do in New Orleans this time of year. To continue in that spirit, we're going to hear another song from Professor Longhair, and you don't even have to have me tell you that, because the name of the song is They Call Me Dr. Professor Longhair. So let's enjoy this one.
Professor Longhair, the girls all call me a little old loving man. Oh, the boys call me Dr. Professor Longhair, but the girls all call me a little old loving man. Well, they know I'm not a doctor, baby. Then they know I'll give a helping hand. I know I'm not a doctor, baby, but I wouldn't advise you to try to prove I'm not a doctor's son. Yes, you know I'm not a doctor, baby, but I wouldn't advise you to try to prove I'm not a doctor's son. Well, I'm gonna stay right here, that is, until the doctor comes. Darling, I'm open from midnight until the break of day. you girls hurry down to my office in the morning. Baby, I'm open from midnight until the break of day. You know I don't care what's hurting you, honey. Little girl, I know I can drive your pains away. Well, ask anybody, honey, and I do meet in your own neighborhood. Yes, ask anybody, darling, little girl in your own neighborhood. And I guarantee they'll tell you if I can't cure you, sugar, I bet your family doctor won't do you no good. That's why they call me Dr. Professor Longhair. That's why the girls all call me a little old urban man. Oh, the boys call me Dr. Professor Longhair, but the girls all call me a little old urban man. My heart right later. Baby, I've got the remnants right here in my hand. Well, ask anybody, darling. I said, ask anybody in your own neighborhood. Yes, ask anybody, baby. Little girl in your own neighborhood. If I can't cure you, sugar, I know your family doctor won't do you no good. That's why they call me Dr. Professor Longhair. That's why the girls call me a little old loving man. That's why they call me Dr. Professor Longhair. That's why the girls call me a little old loving man. Regulator. I've got the remnant right in my hand.
That was Professor Longhair with They Call Me Dr. Professor Longhair. The record it's off of is called Rock and Roll Gumbo. Next up, we're going to listen to a tribute record to the movie Nashville, the great film by Robert Altman. But this is from the soundtrack is done by, on this record, variety of Canadian singer-songwriters. So this is the song from that movie, One I Love You, but it's performed by Carolyn Mark and Dave Lang.
When I feel my life perishing, I call you on the phone.
I always fix you up when you get broken.
'Cause every time that I got hurt and went out of control,
I knew the fears you felt before you spoke then.
You'd sing me,
one, I love you. Two, I'm thinking of you.
With nothing to replace it but invention,
I make my rhymes and sing my songs till they don't understand.
To make them laugh was never your intention. I tell you,
one, I love you. Two, I'm thinking of you. Three, I'll never let you go.
One, I love you. Two, I'm thinking of you.
Daddy raised me with love and care. They sacrificed so I could have a better share. They fed me and nursed me and sent me to school. Mama taught me how to sing. Daddy lived the golden rule. When I think of the children alone and afraid, abandoned and wild like a fatherless child, think of my mama and how she would sing harmonies with my daddy. Her laughter would ring down the highways and the beaches, just as far as baby reaches. I still hear daddy singing his old army songs. We'd laugh and count horses as we rode along. We were young men, born together. We could bear floods and fire and bad weather. But now that I'm older, grown up on my own, I still love mom and daddy best, my Idaho. Tender and sweet, the dust and tornadoes blew round her, but she always landed straight on her feet. My daddy grew up on his own, more or less. His mama died when he was just 11. He had 7 sisters to raise him, but he dreamed of his mama in heaven. His daddy drank whiskey and had a sharp eye. Chicken medicine that farmers would buy. Together they'd hunt in the fields, on the farms. When his daddy died, my daddy rested in my mama's arms. Down the highways and the beaches, just as far as baby reaches, I still hear daddy singing his old army songs. We'd laugh and count horses as we rode along. We were young men, all together. We could bear floods and fire and bad weather. But now that I'm older, grown up on my own, I still love mom and daddy best, my Idaho home. Yes, now that I'm older, grown up on my own, I still love mom and daddy best, my Idaho home. Mama and daddy.
This train don't give out rides, but it don't worry me. And all the world is taking sides, it don't worry me. 'Cause in my penthouse, life is sweet. Just ask any bum you might meet. Life may be a one-way street. It don't worry me. It don't worry me. It don't worry me. You may say that I'm free. It don't worry me. Come on, everybody, and sing.
That was Robin Carrigan with her version of It Don't Worry Me from the movie Nashville. Prior to that, you heard two other songs from the same tribute record to the soundtrack of Robert Altman's Nashville. My Idaho Home by Carolyn Mark and One I Love You by Carolyn Mark and Dave Lang. So it's currently 10:39 p.m. here at 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. My name is Irwin. Next up, we're going to hear a song from a record by David Amram. It's called Traveling Blues. Let's check it out.
Thank you. walking through that summer night, the jukebox playing low. Yesterday everything was going too fast. Today it's moving too slow. I got no place left to turn. I got nothing left to burn. Don't know if I saw you, if I would kiss you or kill you. It probably wouldn't matter to you anyhow. You left me standing in the doorway crying. I got nothing to go back to now. The light in this place is so bad, making me sick in the head. All the laughter just making me sad. The stars have turned cherry red. I'm strumming on my gay guitar, smoking a cheap cigar. The ghost of our old love looking like it will anytime soon. You left me standing in the doorway crying under the midnight moon. Not tonight, and it won't be here. There are things I could say, but I don't. I know the mercy of God must be near. I've been riding a midnight train. Crazy if I took you back. It would go up against every rule. You left me standing in the doorway crying, suffering like a fool. Church bells ringing in the yard. I wonder who they're ringing for. I know I can't win. But my heart just won't give in. With a stranger, but she just reminded me you were the one. face. I know someone will be there to care. It always means so much. Even the softest touch. I see nothing to be gained by any explanation. There's no words that need to be said. Around my
pardon, no good.
That was Bob Dylan with Series of Dreams from his record. It's like a bootleg collection. The Bootleg Series, Volume 1 to 3. It's an unreleased song from 1989. Prior to that, you heard Standing in the Doorway from Bob Dylan's great comeback record, Time Out of Mind. On that, you have, of course, Bob Dylan, Daniel Lanois on guitar, Bucky Baxter on guitar and pedal steel, Robert Britt on Martin Acoustic and Fender Stratocaster, Cindy Cashdollar on slide guitar, Tony Garnier on bass, also played in the Lounge Lizards. Jim Keltner and Brian Blade on drums, as well as Tony Mangurian on percussion. Prior to that, you heard David Amram with Pascal from his record At Home Around the World. And before that, you heard another song from the same Amram record, Traveling Blues. Well, it doesn't say specifically who played what on which song. On that record, of course, David Amram on French horn, piano, Pakistani flutes, penny whistles, acharinas, twin shepherd flutes, Shanai Dumbek and percussion, Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Steve Berrios on percussion and drums, George Barrow on tenor sax, Candido on congas, Jerry Dodgen on alto sax, Muhammad El Akkad on hanun, Ramblin' Jack Elliott, though I don't think he appeared on either of the ones we heard. He's in there on guitar and yodeling, it says. Ali Hafid on dumbek, Ray Mantilla on percussion and congas, Nicky Marrero on percussion and timbales, George Mugurdichian on oud, Haki Obadia on violin, Johnny Rodriguez Jr. on percussion and bongos, Victor Venegas on bass, Floyd Red Crow Westerman on Sioux frame drum and chanting, Wilmer Wise on trumpet, Odetta, not on that song, on Home on the Range, and Angela Bofill, Libby McLaren, Ilana Murillo, and Patti Smith, but not the famous Patti Smith, spelled differently, on vocals on Pascal. So, it's a cool record there. David Amram is, of course, really interesting artist. So anyway, it's 11:02 p.m. here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. My name is Irwin, and you're listening to, I was going to say, my regular show, but this is not my regular show. This is an AWOL I'm doing on this fine Sunday night. Had a long day. Set aside some time to watch the sunset tonight. Burlington is a beautiful place to watch the sun go down, so take advantage of it. Take pictures, meditate, whatever brings you joy. Whether you bring a few friends along or enjoy it on your own, it absolutely is worthwhile. Looking at pretty colors in the sky is a highly productive use of your time. Slowing down to appreciate the beauty of the natural world will help you calm down and stay grounded no matter what else you have going on in your life. This is a message from your peaceful, sun-loving DJs here at 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. So with that, let's continue the music.
Thank you. Thank you. Crimson flames tied through my ears, rolling high in mining traps. Paths with fire on flaming roads, using ideas as my maps. We'll meet on edges soon, said I, pride neath heated brow. But I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. Half-wrecked prejudice leap forth, ripped down all hate I screamed. Lies that left as black and white, spoke from my skull I dreamed. Romantic facts, musketeers, foundation deep somehow. But I was so much older then, I'm younger than then now. Cruel faces form the forward path from phony jealousy. To memorizing politics of ancient history. Flung down by corpse evangelists, unthought of though somehow. But I was so much older then, I'm younger than then now.
Yeah, I was listening to that. I had not heard that Steve Earle version of that song before. That was not very good. I don't know what Steve Earle was doing with the vocals on that. I like Steve Earle. That was Steve Earle's version of My Back Pages by Bob Dylan. I like Steve Earle. I think he has some good songs. But that was, whatever he was trying to do was not working. So I'm not going to make you listen to the rest of that. Hope I didn't yuck anybody's yum if you were really digging that, but I doubt it. Anyway, before that you heard a much better song. That was Eddie Harris with Chicago Serenade from his record Tale of Two Cities. On that, you heard You heard Eddie Harris on tenor sax and electric saxophone. Rob Schneiderman on piano. Louis Spears on bass. And Albert Tootie Heath on drums. So next up, we're going to hear a song from Oludara with Greg Bandy, Gary Bartz, Donald Smith, and Alex Blake. Let's check it out.
Rain shower, stir up the blood in the Mississippi mud. Rain shower, dead flower. Washing in the woods up beside a tree. Ain't nobody here but trees and me. Rain shower. Oh, the road's so slippery, it's hard to get home. But baby, I'm out here all alone. Rain shower. But I'm sliding home in the mud to you. I'm gonna slide on home in the mud to you. Play that stick, man. You, the boy from Maryland, play that old funny looking stick you got. Stirred up the blood in the Mississippi mud. Dead flower laying upside the tree, right along with me. The road's so slippery, I'm out of here all alone. I'm trying to slide home to you, slide home to your home. I got no umbrella. Got no car. I'm just out too far, baby. Cause the dove done told me the rain shower was coming. Gonna stir up the blood in the Mississippi mud. Duh. up the blood in the Mississippi mud. Rain shower.
Thank you.
You were just listening to Spy Kiss from Modesky, Martin, and Wood from their record Shackman. John Modesky on keys, Billy Martin on drums, and Chris Wood on bass. Prior to that, you heard the Headhunters with Tracy from their record Platinum. On that tune, you heard Bill Summers on percussion, Mike Clark on drums, Alexi Marti on timbales, Richie Goods, on bass, Kyle Russell on keyboard, Donald Harrison on alto sax, Benny Maupin on tenor sax, Rob Dixon also on tenor sax, and Derek Gardner on trumpet. Prior to that, you heard Gary Bartz with Holiday for Strings. On that, you heard Gary Bartz, of course, on saxophone, Willie Williams on tenor sax as well, Benny Green on piano, Christian McBride on bass, and Victor Lewis on drums. And the first song you heard in that set was another song featuring Gary Bartz. It was Rain Shower, the Oludara song, from Greg Bandy's record Lightning in a Bottle. It's with Greg Bandy on drums, Gary Bartz on saxophone, Oludara on cornet, harmonica, he's singing on that song as well, Donald Smith on piano, and Alex Blake on drums. So we're going to play one more song tonight, and then I'll tune off. So it's going to be a song from the band Mule Skinner, which is one of David Grisman and Peter Rowan's projects. So let's check it out. That was Mule Skinner with Dark Hollow. Mule Skinner is a project of David Grisman. You might know him from Olden in the Way, the band he had with Jerry Garcia, among others. On this, you have Bill Keith on banjo and pedal steel, Peter Rowan on rhythm guitar, Richard Green on bass, David Grisman on mandolin, Clarence White on lead guitar, John Kahn on bass, and John Guerin on drums. A lot of those people are frequent collaborators with Jerry Garcia, and at least, I think, three of them are also from Olden in the Way, including Peter Rowan, David Grisman, and John Kahn. John Kahn was also the bassist in the Jerry Garcia band, and was one of the most frequent collaborators with Jerry outside of the members of the Dead. So, anyway. And by the way, you're listening 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. My name is Irwin. And, yeah, the show's about to end, but it's time for me to tell you the news. Moose naps outside Montana radio station The Moose, from UPI News. A Montana moose went for a self-guided tour of Bozeman and even took a nap in front of a radio station called The Moose. Olivia Ballinger, a student at Montana State University, glanced outside her apartment on Monday morning and saw a moose running across the neighboring vacant lot. She sent the video of the creature to her father, Travis Ballinger, who posted it to his House of Montana Realty business page on Facebook. "I have the land listing for the property where the moose crossed," Travis Ballinger told the Bozeman Daily Chronicle. "My daughter woke up and there's this great big moose. It just ran right by my sign." He said he hopes the visit raises interest in the property. "It's a great lot," he said. "I think the moose thought so too." The moose was spotted all around Bozeman on Monday and even settled down for a nap next to The Moose 94.7 radio station. And now for the weather. Currently it's 48 degrees this very end of Sunday. Tomorrow on Monday it's a high of 66 and sunny. It should be nice out, sounds like. Tuesday high of 68 and cloudy, and Wednesday high of 65 and cloudy as well. It'll get a little cooler after that, and it'll be raining, it seems like, from Thursday on, more or less. And it'll get cooler into the 50s and 40s. Well, anyway, it's been a pleasure. My name's Irwin, and tune in to my other show, my regular show, Monday night, 10 to midnight, exactly tomorrow. Have a good night, everybody. Yeah.
Microphone was not up. Okay. Hello, everybody. This is DJ Pickles again. I was on last night. Same time. Now I'm back. I'll be here for most of the time today, but I don't know. Today has been a day. I was supposed to get work done. None of that happened. My parents came up because I need, like, my moving stuff to be able to move out, which I don't even want to think about moving out right now. But yeah, I got, like, a Vermont teddy bear when I first moved into my dorm last year, and now I'm graduating this next month, which that's also kind of crazy. It's in less than a month. And so I thought that it would be cute if I got, it's like, did I say it was Vermont teddy bear? I'm very tired, if you couldn't tell. Yeah, so I had to go to Vermont teddy bear today to get, I wanted to get like a cap and gown for it. And I also got a stethoscope, because I don't know if I've ever mentioned this on air, but I am pre-med, so I guess, yeah, I don't know. I plan to just talk a fair amount tonight because I'm tired, and I don't know. I don't usually talk a lot on air, so yeah, but I am pre-med, hoping to do pediatrics or anesthesiology, possibly both. I was thinking pediatric oncology for a little bit. I think that would be a little too depressing, but I don't know. We might go back, so yeah, that's my lore, I guess. I'm probably doing, like, a medical master's next semester, well, like, next year, just to get more, like, introduction into the field and such, because I also don't know if I've mentioned this on air, but I went to an early college, so I got my, like, associate's degree when I graduated high school, so everything's kind of been a bit accelerated. I, like, got to school last year, and now I'm graduating, so it's just been very fast, I feel like, especially now that it's kind of all coming to an end. It feels like it kind of just flew right by, but it was a little difficult to get, like, I don't know, med school is cutthroat, so you kind of need everything. So I'm taking probably 2 gap years, and one of them is going to be doing that master's program just to get more experience, because also for people that aren't, like, primed to the pre-med world, you need to apply, like, the year before you want to go. So if I want to go to med school, like, this coming year, I would have needed to apply last May. So there's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot of time. So I'm pretty much just going to do that program, apply then, and then have, like, 1 gap year in between where I'm, like, applying, doing interviews, stuff like that. But yeah, all of that was to say, today I went to Vermont Teddy Bear to get a stethoscope and a cap and gown for my bear. And then I also got a graduation dress. I don't know yet if it's going to work. It's a little long, so it might be, like, it might go over the gown, but I could also just, like, pin it up. I think I might do that because I liked it a lot. It was only $20. It was at Plato's Closet, so we're locked. I'm broke right now, so that's what I needed. But yeah, where was I going with that? Oh, I went to Vermont Teddy Bear, but my parents were coming up, so it was just kind of hectic. I had to, like, go around to a few stores, and then they got here. I had hibachi, so that was quite scrumptious. I've been wanting a real meal. The dining hall food has been especially horrendous recently. I really don't know why. I work at one of the dining halls. It must just be something messed up with the contracts, because I'm genuinely, like, fighting for my life to find food these days. So that was nice